You're listening to MA7 with
Ads, Milo,
and me, Maxio, not forgetting our cool Ranger reporters. It's
MA7!
Now here is Will Smith, who has got a treat in Wagadougou. Will!
Thanks, Max Azza. I'm in Bikini Fazza with his only one of the bands in the capital, and also the craziest in the capital. It's the Crazy African Drummers, the song called Gigaguma. Hit it!
Studio with Will McCoist. Will!
Oh, I'm so excited. I've just knocked on the door. Oh, hello.
Hello there.
Can I ask you a few questions?
Yeah, sure.
Is it very it's very comfy in here.
Thank you very much.
Do you paint with very bright colours or dark colours?
Dark, because bright colours would spoil the picture.
How exactly do you work?
I work very abstractly and simply. Portraits and landscapes are too much. You only need a small amount of stuff to make a good painting.
What kind of shapes do you use in your paintings?
I use every shape and type of line you can think of. Obviously, not in one painting.
Thank you, Ben. Back to the studio.
It's MA7!
Now, if you have a look...
You mean did?
...around the lost property box, you will probably find the thing you have lost, if you have lost something. Now we go to Will Adams for the sport report.
Thanks, Max. Now into B-Links. I'm just about to interview Jacob Oli, the superb right back of IBFC. Now, Jacob, how do you think you played in our fantastic win in the Federation tournament?
I think I played well, but I could have done a bit better. I tried my hardest overall.
Thanks, Jacob Oli. Now here's Milo Emilio with the top tunes.
Initiative to move, so I make it harder.
Don't hold back.
If you think about it, so many people do be cool and look smarter.
Don't hold back.
And you shouldn't even care about those noses in the air and the crooked stairs.
Don't hold back.
Cause there's a party over here, so you might as well be here with the people care.
Don't hold back. The world, you're holding back.
The time has come to. The world,
you're holding back.
The time has come to.
The world, you're holding back.
The time has come to. You may stumble, trip up, fall on your face.
Don't hold back.
You think it's time you get up. Crunch time, back and sit up. Come on, keep pace.
Don't hold back.
Put apprehension on the back burner, let it sit. Don't even get it lit.
Don't hold back.
Get involved with the jam. Don't be a prick. Hot chick, be a pick.
Don't hold back. The world,
you're holding back. The time has come to. The world,
you're holding back.
The time has come to.
The world,
you're holding back. The time has come to. We'll be right back.
World, the time has come to
push the button.
World, the time has come to
push the button.
World, the time has come to
push the button.
World, my finger is on the button. My finger is on the button. My finger is on the button.
Push the button.
The top song.
It's amazing.
Now for the news.
Thanks, Ad. It was a good month for Spain, with Nadal winning men's singles in Wimbledon, and in the Euro 2008, Spain triumphed over Germany 1-0. The goal was scored by Fernando Torres. Now for weather and traffic.
Thanks, Milo. There will be a big band of cloud moving across the northwest of the country and a southwesterly wind blowing from around Devon and Cornwall up to Newcastle and that area. That's all for the weather. Bye-bye for now. Hello, this is the traffic. The A5 has an accident by Junction 8 and there is a 6-mile queue eastbound on the M25 caused by an overturned salmon lorry. That's all from us in the news. So now, back to you in the studio. But first, here is Rockstar.
Thanks, now here are the big contests. The first is...
Can you guess which Pokemon's call this is? Can you guess it? If you think you know, just put your entry along with your name and contest name, which is MA71, in the MA7 contest box. If no one has the right entry, the winner will be the person who got the closest on the National Pokédex. Here it is again. Good luck.
This is 99.
Can you guess the teacher or helper that is saying 99? If you can, put your name, answer and contest name on a bit of paper and post it into the MA7 contest box by the office. Contest name is MA72. Here it is.
99.
Good luck.
That's all from us at MA7, so we leave you with St. Ives.
Until next time from us at MA7, goodbye.
At the southwest tip of England, on the Penwith Peninsula, is a tiny town once visited by Turner and Whistler, which from the 1920s for over 40 years was home to a colony of artists with radical ideas. In 1928, two artists on holiday,
Ben Nicholson and Christopher Wood,
returned from the beach and passed the doorway where the local painter Alfred Wallace stood. He had turned to art on the death of his wife.
He'd been a fisherman earlier in life.
On scraps of cardboard he chose to convey sailing ships and views of the bay. The art they saw was an inspiration. When war broke out, there was no hesitation. Ben and his sculptor wife Barbara Hepworth decided they would move to St. Ives and spend their lives down in St. Ives. Barbara Hepworth.
Nicholson's and Dimes. Alfred Wallace too. They spent their lives down in St. Dimes.
Ben and Barbara rented a house in Carver's Bay.
Now Carver moved in not far away.
And they all got to know the Potter Bernard Leach, who had a studio on the hill overlooking the beach.
Materials were scarce and in wartime food was short.
But they got by with each other's support. Their sculptures and landscapes began to take on organic shape.
They formed the Crypt Group in 1948 and the Penguin Society the following year.
The art community grew and grew as others decided to move to St. Ives and spend their lives down in St. Ives. Barbara Hepp with Ben Nicholson were joined by others too. The numbers grew and grew. They spent their lives down in St. Ives. As Ben and Barbara began to enjoy an international reputation, the St. Ives art scene saw the rise of the next generation.
Terry Frost, Patrick Heron, John Wells and Peter Lanyon, Brian Winterware, Mina Barnes Graham, the list goes on and on. Artists are still working down there. There's also a branch off the Tate where these works of art are all on view, and you can visit Hepworth's Sculpture Garden too. Sometimes artists spent their lives down in St. Ives,
the southwest tip of England, Penwith Peninsula, the tiny town once visited by Turner and Whistler.
Sometimes
from the 1920s, for over 40 years, artists spent their lives down in St. Ives.
And art still thrives down in